The other day on Instagram, I posted a poll. It was a question, yes or no, very easy. Can confidence be taught? And some people said yes. And I say no, confidence cannot be taught. The idea and the opportunity that you can gain from confidence, you could teach that. You could teach the idea of confidence. And you can relay the message of all the opportunities that are available to you when you build your confidence. Building is key. But becoming confident and being confident, that can only be earned through experience. It's like stock prices, man. The confidence goes up and down. There's no set it and forget it when it comes to confidence. There's nothing you can just dial in and it stays that way forever. And that's what's so tough, man. Confidence is almost like playing golf. Just when you think that you got it all, you hit the sweet shot, finally, you're no longer looking for your ball. And something happens, man. That's why golf is such a humbling sport. And that's what confidence is. It's the same thing, man. You think you got all this thing going. You got this rhythm going, and bam, something changes. The only way that you're going to gain confidence and earn confidence is you got to put in the reps. The dues are in your due. The dues you pay are in what you do. And it doesn't mean that you're going to always have a positive outcome to it. You just got to be willing to expose yourself to it. That means that you got to put in thousands and thousands of reps and expose yourself to tons of different scenarios and circumstances and work through them. And that is key, because exposing yourself to tough situations and just being a punching bag in those situations, that will never create confidence. It's exposing yourself to those situations and working through them, even though you don't have all the resources, even though you were never taught about a situation. That's why I say you can't teach all these situations. Side note, this is why in sales, when new salespeople come in, I say, look, some of this, man, I can tell you about. Most of it, you're going to have to experience. And that's the only way, man, that you're going to be able to make it successfully in sales, is you got to get your ass handed to you. You're working in a career that you're going to fail more than you sell, but that's the only way that you'll succeed, because it's confidence. This is why I say you can't teach this stuff. And so you expose yourself to these tough situations and you work through them. And that's the only way that you'll produce an outcome. Now, I say produce an outcome. I didn't say produce a favorable outcome, because not all outcomes are going to be favorable. I'm not going to talk about the good times. We all know about those. I'm going to remind you about the bad times, the tough ones, the outcomes that you did all the work. You pushed through. You worked through it. You kept yourself together. Yet it wasn't the result that you wanted. It may not be the outcome that you wanted, but it's always the outcome that you need. Because see, exposing yourself to those situations and working through them, and like some of those blow you back, man. Some of those kind of cripple you. They at least make you limp a little bit, and you're limping along. But see, all the time, you're going back at that thing again. This is what pushes you to grow. This is what hones in your senses. This is what educates you through multiple sides, multiple angles, not only in your career, but also in life as well. And this is what develops that positive stamina. I love that word, positive stamina, because you come back at it. And let me put a pin on that real quick. Positive stamina. It takes a lot of energy to create positive stamina, to put a positive spin. It's not that you're Pollyanna. It's that you're trying to find some sort of solution, some sort of next step, and you work through these tough situations, even though you have no resolution, even when you're out of resources, that you work through the situation. And the only way that you're going to be able to do this is, number one, is exposing yourself to it, and number two, communicating first with yourself, communicating this thing, building yourself up, keeping that positive stamina, and then communicating it with others. This is how you sell your way through these situations. You don't have the resources. You don't have a resolution. You don't have a golden ticket. Yet you kind of sell them a wolf ticket. You say, look, I'm going to figure this out. I know that I've got some plans. I've got some things worked out. And in your mind, you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. But this is how you sell your way through it. Because you kept at it, because you stayed in the tension, they said, all right, you got 1 month. And then you're walking out of here like, yes. And then you go back to the lab, man. You try to work through these situations. Dude, that takes stamina to stay glued together when your feelings are fighting you to become unhinged. It's the thick of doubt and the thin of resources. Yet you pull yourself out and back up. That's how you earn confidence. The only way that you're going to earn confidence is exposing yourself to tough situations. This is why I teach confrontation all the time. This is why confrontation is one of the 5 C's to become successful in life. Communication, just talked about that. Curiosity, it's asking questions and not living in statements, death sentences. Creativity, when you lack resources, you get resourceful. Continuous learning, drawing in. It's not just necessarily from a book. It's that applied knowledge that you gain from all over, plus books. Continuing to educate yourself. And then confrontation. The confrontation, man, is key. And some of these things that you're going to have to confront are built up for a long time because you've been avoiding them. The thing about if you don't expose yourself to these tough situations and you just keep avoiding those things, man, they're going to follow you. They're going to find you. They're not lost. They don't just go away. They don't fix themselves. You got to turn and confront. And then some of these things are blindside moments. Some of these things, you throw yourself in the fire. You're like, oh shit, I'm about to get consumed. It's just part of it, but you're willing to do it. And you just keep running at them. And if you'll do that, you're going to shorten the cycle of fear and doubt. Fear and doubt avoided only get stronger. When you run at that shit, a lot of the stuff, man, you run at, you realize it wasn't that bad. And dude, it's something that you got to push yourself constantly. I do it all the time. Be like, man, maybe tomorrow, maybe at 5. No, run at it now. And when you do that, man, you're going to develop courage. That's another thing you got to earn. Courage. It's being able to just run at it. You know in the pit of your stomach, this is going to be tough. You run at it anyway. It develops the consistency. And the consistency is key where, you know, where everybody else is like, well, let's talk about it. And you're like, no, let's go. And you run at it. And along the way, running through those things, you're going to amass new skills, experience, and ta-da, you're going to earn your confidence as well. And you earn your confidence not because you always win. You earn your confidence because you're always willing to run at situations over and over again. Because there's so many benefits to it. There's courage. There's consistency. There's new skill sets. There's new knowledge. There's multiple angles. You need all of that. That's how you earn your confidence. Doesn't mean you're always, you just feel confident all the time. Feeling confident all the time is irrelevant. That's just, you know, the hot hand. It's being confident that even when you're in the situations that you'll figure a way out. This is how you develop your FIO muscle, your figure it out muscle, running at it. Let me tell you something. Big things will never happen in your life until you're willing to run at situations and earn your own confidence. Grandma can't give you confidence. There's no 995 app that you can download for confidence. You can't read your way into confidence. You can read about it, but you can only earn it, and that's through experience. And if you want a higher income and you want more opportunities, those are directly related to how much tolerance you develop to run at negative and tough situations and earn your own confidence. And look, everything I'm telling you right now, dude, you already know all this. But it's shying away from uncomfortable and inconvenient situations. It do just a little bit at a time. It's that 1 degree shift. One time, no big deal. Over time, you end up being way off course from success. So the good news is you can fix this right now. You can earn your confidence. If you're riding high right now, confidence is a lot like momentum. It probably is synonymous with momentum. Momentum, you got to feed it every day. Same thing with confidence. You got to feed it, even though, again, you're not going to always win, but you're willing, and you just run at it again. You just feed that thing. And doing so, you're going to notch these things. And that is, there are so many, you can fix the situation by immediately, right now, the minute you have something that you kind of want to shy away from, or you want to give it some thought, or maybe I'll hit it next Monday. No, you do it right then and there. And dude, this comes in every area of your life, from your physical health to your career health to relationships, whatever it is, man, to your diet, run at that situation. Because doing so, the confrontation side of it, that builds confidence. Shying away from those things, that's how you erode the confidence. No more erosion here. All right, let's get out of here. Remember, the greatest sale that you will ever make is to sell you on you, because you're more than enough. Keep it simple. Keep it moving. Never settle. Stay tough. Peace.